Hello, my name is Chris Farmer. Welcome. The Effective Leader Manager. The future of your business is, to a large degree, dependent on the performance of your leaders and managers. The leaders and managers are the people who set the goals, form the strategy, make the decisions, and guide the process in every aspect of your organization. It's their performance over the next 6 months that will set the terms for the years into the future. And that might mean good times for everybody, or it might spell trouble. It's interesting to note that leadership and management skills may be present in any member of the group, not only those who hold the title. So the development of leadership and management skills is not restricted only to the management team. Personal development is open to all those who wish to get the very best from themselves and others. And so this message is for every member of the team, and that includes team leaders, managers, and every individual member. We want to help anyone who wishes to develop their performance. Specifically, development means improving your ability to achieve your goals, communicate clearly, plan ahead and prioritize, resolve conflicts, and inspire a positive atmosphere. Let's begin. Leaders and managers. There is a difference between a leader and a manager, isn't there? We will define leader as a member of a team or an organization who is responsible for establishing and communicating the clear goals and then inspiring positive actions towards their attainment. As opposed to a manager, who we will define as a member of a team or an organization who's responsible for the daily organization of resources for the achievement of the goal. So clearly, leadership and management are different concepts, but isn't it true that both of these could be present in the same person? We believe that's true. And so from now on, we will use the term leader-manager to indicate any member of the team who wants to improve the performance of the team. Leader-managers are often people with good technical ability, but having a good technical knowledge does not necessarily mean that person has as much skill at motivating or communicating and handling difficult people. Some teams have people who are good at their job, and yet the team may be unable to work effectively together because of poor working atmosphere or ambiguous instructions or crude methods of handling conflict can limit the effectiveness of a team and therefore its productiveness. There are five fundamentals that every leader-manager must master. Number one, the ability to set goals. Number two, clarity in communication. Number three, good planning skills. Number four, good conflict management skills. And number five, the ability to inspire positive emotions, both in oneself and in other people, what you might call a positive mental attitude. Let's look at each one in turn.